I'm Alex Chadwick in Los Angeles. This is Day to Day, Mergers and Acquisitions in Business News Today. Joining us from the Marketplace Newsroom in Los Angeles is Tess Figlin. Tess, tell us about the big deals that are underway.
Well, Singular Wireless has won the auction for AT&T Wireless. It is a $41 billion deal and creates the largest cell phone company in the entire country. The Disney board rejected Comcast's offer, but has left open the door for some higher bids. And these are just the latest in a real string of mergers and acquisitions activity that we've seen. The last few months also had the Oracle hostile takeover bid for PeopleSoft, and a couple of big banking mergers, Fleet and Bank of America and Bank One and JP Morgan Chase. So the dry period, which ran from about 2000 to mid last year, is over.
Is this all just a sign of the strengthened economy?
That's a big part of it, sure. The economy's better, the stock market's better, and I think there's also this sense that a lot of the bad things that have happened, the dot-com collapse, all the corporate scandals, they're getting washed out of the system, or at least they're under control. And there's also pent-up demand. Certain industries have been just waiting for things to shake out. Software, cable and media, banking, as I mentioned. And they've cleaned up their balance sheets and are basically ready to do deals again.
So how is this period of eagerness and active acquisitions and mergers, how is this like earlier ones?
Well, what's happening right now is pretty similar to the mergers and acquisitions market that we saw in most of the 90s. But although we have had some unsolicited and arguably hostile takeover attempts, including Disney and definitely Oracle, PeopleSoft, Bob Teitelman of The Deal says it's not like the days when takeovers meant breaking up companies into bits and pieces.
This is not barbarians at the gate. This is not, you know, all those sort of wild deals that we saw in the 80s. When people think of hostile, they tend to think of junk bond-driven deals engineered by raiders.
And he says these deals that we're seeing today are really just large companies driven by an economic rationale that says that, you know, consolidation is going to help them compete within their industries. And it's not over yet. And today in the Marketplace Newsroom, we're looking at how regulators control or don't control cross-border broadcasting from Mexico.
Thanks very much. Tess Figlin of Public Radio's daily business show, Marketplace. She joins us regularly at this time for discussions about money and business, and Marketplace is produced by Minnesota Public Radio.